Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show, Mike DeTillo along with the legendary Herb Tyler. We're doing this early morning pregame show, and want to thank our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating shows for giving us a dual shot today, because we do it in the morning and then we're going to be post game. Also, 90 minutes after the LSU game, Herb and I will do a post game show. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. And let's go to our talk and text line. And this is our Mike the Tiger Scout Notebook segment, and it's brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patients. I want to thank Greg Stock, all the good folks at Thibodaux Regional Health System, do a fantastic job each and every day here on the Bayou. And on our call line, she is the publisher of The Rebel Walk, but covers the SEC, Evelyn Van Pelt. Evie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Hope everything's good. Let me tell you, Herb don't know this, but how tough a lady you are. She hurt her back, her pushing a Jeep up a little hill, and she still did the show with me. She was sick one time. She was like, Mike, I can't do the show. I was like, don't worry about it. She still did the show. I'm telling you, she is a tough gal. Toughest, one of the toughest guests we got right here.
Evie, I'm looking for a personal trainer. Come on down. Let's make it happen.
Evie is too.
Yeah, really. I am too. One that doesn't make me push Jeeps.
Eve, thanks so much for joining us. Y'all played, the Rebels, y'all played Arkansas early in the season. I think it was the third game for Arkansas. And that was a wild shootout game in Mississippi, played them. Things have really changed since that game. Sam Pittman no longer there, but they were an explosive offensive team. Still sort of El Lazio on the defensive side. They do have a couple players now. You better put a hat in the hat on. But that was a wild game early in the season for Ole Miss.
Oh, boy, wasn't it, though? I think it was like 41-35. I mean, it was a back and forth. And you know what, though? I tell you, Ole Miss and Arkansas, Arkansas always seems to play Ole Miss tough, with a couple of exceptions here and there. But yeah, I mean, it was, I think that was the first start of Trinidad Chambliss. And so, you know, Ole Miss was kind of getting used to that. But, yeah, I tell you what, that was a heck of a game. Taylen Green is something else.
You talk about Chambliss. How big of a surprise is that to you? I mean, you covered a team on a daily basis. He wasn't supposed to be the guy. But because of an injury, you know, hey, he got the baton handed to him. and he ain't fixing to give it up. I mean, he has been lights out for Ole Miss. And when they write the season of 2025, he's the headliner.
Yeah, it without a doubt. I think, you know, he transferred in from D2 Ferris State and didn't get there. He wasn't even there for spring camp at Ole Miss. He didn't get there till right before the start of fall camp. So it wasn't even like, you know, they had a whole spring with him or whatever. And so, you know, Austin Simmons was returning. Talented, talented kid. Unfortunately, hurt his ankle early on. And you're right. Trinidad took his chance. And I don't know that he's looking back. One thing that Lane Kiffin said about Chambliss is that in fall camp, he just always had this it factor. You know, they'd put him in red zone drills, and he'd always find a way to score. He holds on to the ball, which is any coach's pet peeve, but it's especially Lane Kiffin's pet peeve. Right. He does not like his quarterbacks throwing interceptions or whatever. And so he's, you know, he's doing a great job. I think his interception to touchdown ratio is something crazy, you know, right now. I mean, 13-2 or, you know, I mean, just something really phenomenal. So that helps him also.
Simmons was really something. This is just less than 3 weeks. I had knee replacement surgery. So I'm at Manning Passing Academy doing the interviews, and Charlie Long, you know, works with me during the week. Charlie was like, Mr. Mike, where you want to go now? I said, that guy right there. He was sitting down, but you could see, man, he's like a big, tall cowboy. He sit real high in the saddle, so to speak. And so when he saw me walking over, he was like, oh, Mr. Mike, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I said, I had knee replacement surgery, but I said, I'm good. Sat down, and that southpaw can sling it. Oh, my goodness. Watched him play. But he shocked me when he told me, yeah, I'm just 20 years old. I said, well, you know, what'd you do over the last few weeks? Well, he said, well, I just graduated from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I'm like, graduated? What? He was like, yeah, I graduated. He said, I came out early from high school, which I understand perfectly. And he said, I got my degree. And so he said, my concentration is really on making sure that we get everything right in Coach Kiffin's offense. Because if you don't, somebody else is going to be playing. He was very succinct to it. He knew it.
Yeah, he's a story himself. I mean, again, as you mentioned, he came out 2 years early. He was not supposed to graduate high school until May of this year. But yet this is now his third year in Kiffin's system. So he got to Ole Miss and very young and had his degree by the time he was 19. So really, really brilliant kid, lefty, as you say. And, Lane has said he thinks that he has the best 1-2, you know, punch, so to speak. He said he thinks his two quarterbacks are better than most anybody's ones. So that's Ole Miss has been really, really fortunate that to have Chambliss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah. Your thoughts today as the Rebels play Florida in a game where all I know is Herb and I, man, Florida got athletes, man, and really good athletes on defense. That day when they played LSU, man, Lagway was, he was El Stinko. I mean, almost every other throw was an interception that he put up there. But the mindset with the Rebels, because you get past Florida, you sort of can see the end of the road here for them. And your thoughts, and we're going to go across the SEC, but your thoughts on Ole Miss and Florida.
Well, I tell you what, having watched Ole Miss last season with what was probably one of the best rosters in the country, with all those, I mean, including Jackson Dart, you know, first round NFL quarterback, and then the defensive linemen that were on that team, having watched them go to Florida and lose to Florida and, you know, knock themselves out of the college football playoffs, we taking Florida seriously. And I mean, I know they're missing a couple of their receivers and whatever, but Lagway, I think he might have gotten benched during their debacle loss to Kentucky last weekend, but I believe he is going to start this game, and Ole Miss knows how dangerous he is. So I, you know, you're right, he can be very off and on. He was on last year when Ole Miss played him.
He sure was. Herb?
So, you know, Tiger Nation, all the people that are roaming in Tiger Land, they think it's nice, you know, to talk about all these players and all that. That's all great and wonderful and stuff. The real question is, which game time is Lane signing the contract to bring his tail to Baton Rouge?
Oh, man. You know, it has been the wildest ride. And, I mean, I was covering Ole Miss, you know, back in 2022 when there was talk he might go to Auburn. But this beats everything because so many schools want him. He's at the top of so many lists. And I know, you know, Ole Miss fans worry most about Florida right now because, frankly, Florida's, you know, been the loudest, I guess, so to speak. But a lot of folks I know are like, that job in Baton Rouge is a far better job than the job in Florida. And, you know, with notwithstanding any, you know, craziness going on in terms of, you know, the politics going on in Louisiana, that's, you know, you can never discount that job. I have heard that that LSU has either presented an offer to him or will be shortly, that guys, I mean, I've heard could be upwards of $15 million a year. So, you know.
But the length of time would shorten, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think the length
of the contract,
even with $15 million a year?
Oh, the length of the, yeah. Now, I did hear, I heard, you know, one real lengthy, you know, 10-year whatever, but I have not verified that. And the folks that I know say that they don't think that was the case, but that it's a, you know, a very substantial offer. So I don't know. Now you got Florida Twitter. I didn't realize Gator Twitter was as crazy as it is, but, you know, they got a guy. They got a guy on there swearing that there will be an announcement Sunday. And, I don't know. If it is, that's probably news to Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter. Now, all that being said with Lane, I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you, were he to reach an agreement with Florida, for example, or anyone, if that were the case and that were to break, he would not be coaching the Rebels in the playoffs. From everything I hear, Ole Miss would not allow that to happen. Yeah. So, I don't know what will happen, but I would find it very hard to believe that Lane has worked, 6 years to get to this point and would have a shot at a natty and would choose to walk away. So I don't know. Lane is Lane. So
Lane is Lane. That's right.
That's right.
Evie, one of the things people bring up to me all the time, how do the Ole Miss players feel about this? And here's my deal. You've heard it every year, if you've been there, that his name gets brought up, and now being brought up in NFL circles with the possible Giants job, what's going to happen possibly in Miami with Mike McDaniel. His name's brought up, has been brought up with the Tennessee Titans. So my thing is, for players, it's almost like, hey, it took y'all this long to bring his name up. We sort of used of it now. But you cover them every day. How has the Ole Miss players kind of reacted to being caught in that tornado mess too? Because now you are on the cusp of being one of those top 12 teams into the playoffs and potentially playing for a national championship. This is where you were supposed to be a year ago, but it didn't work. And now in a year where you aren't as good, probably talent-wise, 1 through 90, you're in that spot. How has the players reacted to all this talk about Lane?
Well, and you're right. I think Vegas only had Ole Miss this season projected at 8.5 wins, and they're at 9-1 right now. So this was not supposed to be the year. In fact, I think, they only had like a couple of starters returning on offense, two on offense and two on defense. So a completely different squad, basically. From everything we've seen, and I don't know if it's because a lot of them have been around it, although Lane did choose to talk to them a few weeks ago. He apparently addressed the team and just said, hey, this is what happens when you win. People want whatever it is you're doing. And he said it's the same way. He calls it the tamper portal, but he said it's the same way, Kewon Lacy has a great game and goes home, and later that night, he's contacted by schools. He said, guys, it's no different. And the funny thing, these kids have really, it's cliche to say they seem locked in, but they really do. There's a maturity about them. All the ones we've talked to, they just say that's just not even a thought. That they are so focused on the way they refer to it is going 1-0 each week, and every one of them to a player says that. And so far, they seem to be doing it. It's crazy. I think part of it though helps that their head coach is one who's always in the media for something,
Right. Good or bad.
Pat McAfee saying something or, whatever it is, it's not having a lot of attention focused on their head coach is not new to them.
Eve, the last question for you before we leave you go. Georgia, Texas, your thoughts on that game today?
Oh, man. I can't wait to see that. I think Georgia's, 6.5-point favorite? Mm-hmm. I think Arch Manning has really been progressing as of late. Struggled there, in the beginning of the season. I think Georgia's going to win it, but I think the spread, I don't know that Georgia will cover.
I get where you're saying. What would be a crazy scenario? Georgia loses. Texas runs the table. So mm-hmm. does Alabama. Vanderbilt. Okay. Ole Miss. Who you leaving out of that top 12?
Right.
I'm serious. Yeah.
Who would you leave out if that scenario? And A&M, who is undefeated, also runs it, so to speak. Now, they got to play Texas.
They do have to play Texas.
That is a crazy scenario of events. Let's say Texas upsets A&M. Who do you leave out at that spot?
Oh, boy. I think folks way smarter than me will have to make that decision. I don't know that I could answer that. I would not be leaving Ole Miss out. That's all I can tell you. I wouldn't leave them out.
But, well, I knew you wouldn't leave them out.
No, I wouldn't. You put me on that committee. But yeah, no, that's a really good question.
Yeah, and those got to have a lot of football left to play. Eve, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Always appreciate you coming on. And you never stiff me for fine bombs. So I really appreciate that.
Oh,
let Paul get his own guess.
You're number one. You're number one in my book always.
That's right.
So thank you so much for letting me come on. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Evelyn. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was our Tiger Scout Notebook and is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patient. Greg Stock and the crew there, they do a fantastic job on the Bayou. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.